Children, we're starting.
That's right.
Showtime!
Another Fresh Picked Pod from audio2u.com. Shutters Inc. with Shelton Muller.
Might wish to stay on and listen.
Hi, and welcome to episode 98 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from audio2u.com. And with me on the line once again via Skype from Melbourne, Shelton Muller. How are you?
G'day, mate. I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Is it raining down there?
No, mate. Gorgeous blue day down here. Well, in the serious, it's absolutely gorgeous down here.
Yeah, right.
We've got, why, is it raining up there?
Oh, mate, we're just having the strangest spring on record up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today it's 18 degrees.
Mm.
For our American listeners, that equates to 32, about 68 degrees.
Mm.
And this is meant to be late spring heading into summer.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's gorgeous and blue down here, mate, but that's Melbourne, as you know. Yeah. We just have the most beautiful weather. So, you know, when it rains in Sydney, though.
Dreams.
When it rains in Sydney, though, it really rains.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm. So, anyway. Mm.
Talking about really raining, as you know, it was Melbourne Cup weekend, and I went away with my boys. And we went down to Portland, Victoria,
right?
Which is sort of, you go down the Great Ocean Road past Warrnambool and then on to Portland.
Yep.
You should get on Google Maps or something, everybody, mm-hmm. and have a look at it. And that was our annual Melbourne Cup weekend away. I've actually posted some images to Flickr and posted some images to my blog, if anybody wants to see a couple of things that we came up with. But it's our one weekend away. A good friend of mine, Scott, he looks forward to it for the whole year. You know,
wow.
Just, you know, our 4 days with the boys just shooting away and having, I mean, we laugh our heads off for
Excellent.
4 days. And then, you know, like we go out, we get up in the morning, head out, do a shoot all day, come back, and then it's sitting around the laptops, everybody's photoshopping everybody else's pictures, and having a giggle, you know, then there's a whiskey or two, off to bed and up again the next morning. And, you know, but we had, driving up there, we're driving in horizontal rain.
Oh, no.
It was awful. And we get up there, and everybody says, oh, this is Portland, mate. You know, this is the wettest part of Victoria. And it's set in for 4 days at least, mate. You know, man, I'm going to be sitting in this, you know, house that we've rented for 4 days with my photographer friends, and we're just going to be sitting there watching YouTube or doing Photoshop or something. But we're not going to get out and actually do any photographs. I mean, we tried, but, you know, you get your camera out in that weather, and it's just, you know, there's no point. You can hardly see anything.
Yeah.
So it rained all the first morning, and then later in the afternoon, we saw a breath of fresh air. So we all jumped in our van that we'd hired, headed for Cape Bridgewater, and did some photography, which was great. We thought, oh, good, we got something done. The following morning, rain again. I'm seriously bummed. But lunchtime, you know, all cleared, and for the next, you know, the rest of our trip.
Yeah,
the rest of our trip, it was for that day, the day after, and the day driving home along the Great Ocean Road, it was just beautiful weather.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, got some great photographs, had a great time, and the great thing about it is that, you know, when you're working, and I say this in my blog, you know, aren't able always to enjoy what you do as a photographer.
Yeah.
And, you know, but this is a chance for me to get away, just to, you know, have some fun, remember what photography is all about without the commercial pressures attached to it.
Yeah.
And really just get my eye back in. And I really enjoyed it. And, you know, it's surprising what you can learn when you're with your friends. And, I mean, there were only two of us on the trip. There were nine of us all together. Only two of us on the trip who were professionals. That's me and Greg Bayer.
Right.
And the rest were just, you know, we're not just, but we're amateurs and keen enthusiasts. There were a couple of guys I know who've been friends of mine for a long time, have only recently taken up photography, and they came with us. So they were picking our brains, and it was great to have the chance to sort of show them how to do it and then watch the little light go on as he sees the picture on the back of his screen. Go, oh, that's fantastic. You know, when you teach them about foreground interest, leading lines, you know, exposing, all those things that, you know, that you take for granted. You set up a picture and you take it for granted that that's just what you do. You get into the formula. And you see the little light go on in their head and in their eyes. You go, oh, you know, it really is terrific. But it's also surprising what you can learn. You know, for the first time, I used the multiple exposure setting on my D200.
Okay.
Yeah, which was fantastic for... doing seascapes. You know, we spoke with Landon last week.
Yeah.
I hope everybody enjoyed that podcast. I thoroughly enjoyed talking to Landon. And did we get any comments, Bruce? Anybody say anything?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Well, maybe they didn't enjoy it. Oh, well. Gee. Oh, well, we won't do that again. I hope you did enjoy it. I know I thoroughly enjoyed, you know, basically Landon's information.
For those who haven't noticed, it might be worth you heading back and checking out the blog at shuttersincpodcast.com, because on Tuesday and then again on Wednesday, Landon sent me 3 PDF files with some basically show notes of what he'd talked about during the podcast. Mm. So if you are interested in downloading those PDFs, you know, go back and check them out, because they may not have been on the site at the time that you downloaded your copy of episode 97. So just
very gracious. Really,
just thought I'd mention that. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Landon. Highly appreciate
it. Yeah, it was very gracious. But, I mean, he was talking about time exposures, and I certainly did those. Mind you, the longest exposure that I did was the 30-second exposure, and it was plenty for, you know, one or two of the shots that I needed to do. What I also enjoyed using was the multiple exposure setting for a lot of the seascapes to combine images and get a similar sort of misty water effect with, you know, the multiple exposure setting. The thing that I learned was, because we were on high winds on the beach, was that I had my tripod, and I've just got a new tripod, the carbon fiber Manfrotto with a ball head.
Nice.
A friend of mine, Darren Leal, who's a very well-known Australian photographer, you know, sold it to me, and I really enjoyed using it. It was so lightweight and yet so sturdy. But during these multiple exposures, you know, I'd set for 9 or 10 separate multiple exposures, and then I would have to seriously, like, lean on the tripod, put all my weight on the tripod so the camera didn't move during these separate exposures.
Wow.
So that, you know, nothing overlapped, and it was still sharp. But it was, you know, it was really terrific, and I learned a lot. My friend who taught me the multiple exposure, you know, thing was Ashley Whitworth, who comes from Albury in Victoria, and he's a bit of a he's who we called him the you know, our technical advisor on the trip, because he knows all this technical stuff about photography,
right,
but I just can't bother myself with technical parts of cameras and stuff. He taught me things about my camera that I didn't even know. Yeah, I hate instruction books, but he reads them, you know. That's why I love an intuitive camera. But it was a really great weekend away, and you know, I thoroughly enjoyed that. And you know, what more can I say? If anybody wants to see any of the photographs, either go to the Flickr site that's off, you know, that you can go to. I'm connected, of course, to the Shutters Inc. Flickr site, or my blog, or, you know, let me know and I'll email them to you. But I'll upload them to you too, and we can put them on audio to you.
Sure.
But yeah, that was basically my weekend away. I don't really have a lot to say this week, because as we've agreed off air, Bruce, you know, we'll keep this one short, because you've got to head to America.
I do, matey. I fly out tomorrow.
Fantastic.
So I've still got a lot of things to organize between now and then. And yeah, so anyway.
Yeah. So we just wanted to do this podcast as a bit of a courtesy.
Yep.
Because, you know, we like to keep in touch with all of you and, you know, let you know that we're still here. But there's not a lot on our agenda this week. I've got to come up with a few things that, you know, as you get up into the near 100 mark, I'm thinking, what on earth can I talk about? So,
well, you've got 3 weeks to come up with a topic.
Yeah, and I will. And you know what? I've got 3 weeks to wait for emails to come in for people who want to know about stuff.
Yeah.
While you're prepared to go to America, I'm preparing to head off to Rockhampton.
Oh, again?
Yes.
Wow.
They've invited me. It's Rocky 2, back in the ring.
Wow.
So, come and get you. Yeah. And so I'm Rocky 2, back in the ring, and they want me to come back. I'm doing some Photoshop workshops and a couple of other things while I'm up there. So basically, that's that. And, you know, I'll come back with probably things that I've learned from teaching others.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
yep, definitely.
You do. You learn things about when you're teaching others. Not only do you learn something yourself, you have these momentary epiphanies, but you also learn as I did over the weekend with my friend Paul, for instance, who's only just got himself a new Nikon D50 a few months back.
Right.
What people don't know, things that you take for granted.
Yeah.
That what you know, the neophyte photographer hasn't quite grasped yet, and that's great. I remember being in that place, and I remember people helping me, and it's really nice all these years later to be able to do the same for others. So yeah. I'll come back with a whole bunch of new experiences, and you'll come back with a whole bunch of fantastic photographs.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Well, no. As Yoda says, there is no try, only do.
That's it.
You will. You'll come back with some fantastic pictures, and I, for one, are really looking forward to not only seeing your pictures, but hearing about all the gang that you've met.
Yep.
And some of our Shutters Inc. listeners that you're catching up with.
Yep.
And the experiences you've had. So we've got, in a few weeks' time, everybody, we've got some great podcasts coming your way. Stay tuned.
Absolutely.
Don't forget us while we're gone, eh?
Absolutely. In the meantime, I will be doing my best to blog probably once or twice a week while I'm away. And I will try and get the odd photo here and there up on both audio2.com and on the Flickr site. There was something else I was going to mention. What was it?
Don't know. I'll try and be a woman for a moment and I'll read your mind. No, Bruce, it's not coming to
you. I don't know. I was going to say something. Oh, about checking email. Yeah, I will be checking email on a daily basis. So you can still email me, studio@audio2u.com. You can also email Shelton@audio2u.com.
Mm-hmm.
And please keep the landscape submissions coming in, even though we're going to be off the air for 3 weeks. You can email those to me at studio@audio2u.com. And just a reminder, try and keep them to 700 pixels wide maximum and at 72 dpi. Really appreciate that because 300 dpi images just take forever to email.
You got to resize the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but I'm certainly looking forward to the trip. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a lot to talk about when you get back.
Absolutely.
And of course, in the meantime, send us your emails because I'm sure we've been a little light on for emails from everybody, things that you want to know. And like I say, I need to know what you want to know because we've done a lot of podcasts now and I can't think of a thing we haven't talked about. So I need to know what you need to know.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right, mate. Will you enjoy yourself for the next 3 weeks?
You too, bud. Have a great
Absolutely.
Time. You too, and keep in touch, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, mate.
All right, mate. Talk to you early December.
You bet.
See ya.
See ya.
Now, how much of that did you understand?
Audio to You delivers the best quality podcasts direct to your desktop or portable. You be the boss. Hear what you want to hear.
When you want to hear.
Hit us today. And remember, Control D to bookmark. audio2u.com.
It's all over, Marge. It's all over.